cuff.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Kaf Zayin Kislev, Tuesday the 27th of December, third day Hanukkah, Rabbi Shlomo Feshwater in Yonah Dioma.
Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Tes, Mechaba Paskins, that Erev Shabbos, we madlik Ner Chanukah, before we madlik the Ner Shabbos. And the Ramu adds, Hagu, Imevorach Alein Kimoi Bechoil, you make the bracha lahadlik Ner Chanukah, Erev Shabbos, just as you do every day of the week. Afal pi shemadlikin ba'oid hayoyim gadol. Although you're, thank you so much, although you're lighting candles and it's still daytime, nevertheless you still make the brucha lahadlik ner Chanukah. I'd like, Bez Hashem Yisburach, perhaps a little bit to discuss the hadlaka of Erev Shabbos, where we're madlik Be'oid hayoyim gudol. The day is a Shulchan Aruch, even in the middle of the week. B'shas Hadchak, one can do that. So let's try and understand. Is the pshat that Chazal said that about it's Shabbos, you can't be madlik Shabbos? So the mitzvah of Hadlaka was nikva for Friday. So Erev Shabbos, that's the Zman when you're Makayim, the mitzvah of Hadlukas Ner Chanukah, even though you're Madlik B'yayim. But Erev Shabbos, that is how Chazal would convey it, when they made the mitzvah of Hadlukas Ner Chanukah. Shabbos, you can't be Madlik. So the mitzvah is to be Madlik by day. Or, maybe we'll say differently. And we'll say, Be'etzem, Shabbos does. Avada Shabbos is different than the weekdays. Shabbos, the mitzvah is, you're makayim the mitzvah with that the ner is doilik in Shabbos. Other days of the week, we say hadlukah is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is the hadlukah. That's how we paskin. The being madlik is the mitzvah. Erev Shabbos, where you cannot be madlik balayla, so then the mitzvah is that it should burn. It should burn at night. That is the mitzvah. And although you're being, your ma'aseh hadlaka is by day, your kima mitzvah is from what it is being doluk in Shabbos. Now l'chayla would seem that this is an ofen machloikis, because we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, as I mentioned earlier, hadlaka oisa mitzvah, that when you're madlik the neir is Chanukah, that is the key of my mitzvah. Says the Mechaber, Lefikach, im kofsa, koidim she'ova zmana, ein ezokikla. If when he lit the candles, it had the potential of burning, but something happened, and it got extinguished. So he doesn't have to relight it, even though it wasn't doilik the whole zman of the Shia. But since he made a masa hadloka, is hadloka oisa mitzvah. And the Shulchan Aruch says, even Erev Shabbos, Koidim Kabbalah Shabbos, if it's Kovsa, Ein Zokikla, you lit it Friday, Erev Shabbos, you don't have to relight it. But that is the Das HaShulchan Aruch. The Tirazuv argues, and the Tirazuv says, that if it was Kovsa, Erev Shabbos, and you still have time to light it, it's not yet Shabbos, so you have to relight it, it's different than during the week. In Pashtus, the aside of the Machloikis is that the Machaber holds that the mitzvah is to light it Friday, just be moved. Normally the mitzvah is to light by night, and Erev Shabbos, you can't light by night, the mitzvah is to light by day. So Memele, about you, that is the mitzvah. Hadlokah is the mitzvah. You are Makai in the mitzvah. You don't have to, even if it's Kavsa, you don't have to relight it. Masha Enkin, the Tirazuv learns that Erev Shabbos I'm lighting by daytime. I can't be mekayim the mitzvah now. So the mitzvah Erev Shabbos, the mitzvah is that it should be daluk balayla. The mitzvah is that it should burn at night. Balta, I can't make my ma'isa hadlokah at night. I'm chazal gezuk that Erev Shabbos you make your ma'isa hadlokah mibayt yoyim. But the etzem mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah, is not with your hadlokah. The kiyum mitzvah is that it's burning at night. Imameloi bazoi im kofsa, you have to be chayza imad. Now, the Mishnah Brina and Siman Tov Reish Ayin Tesif Kotten Beis brings some achrayim that although you can be madlik erev Shabbos by day, you should be madlik after the plag HaMincha, which is a shav a revia and shav zmanias before night time. Now, if I learn that I'm being mekayim the mitzvah with a hadlukah of erev Shabbos, that is my mitzvah. We can understand very well. Chazal said, we're going to be allow you to be mekayim the mitzvah during the daytime. However, it should be after the plag HaMincha, because after the plag HaMincha has kama haluchas already a din of night. You can have a mar of lacha plag HaMincha nochtine. If I learn that the mitzvah is, it should be dolik balayla, that the mitzvah is, it should burn at night, and Chazal made a kula that you can, that you can light it, that you have to light it, Erev Shabbos, so why is there this din that it has to be la'acha plag HaMincha? So, be'etzem volt given a mukim to zogen, that there would be a mukim to say that since I see you have to light it after plag HaMincha, so the pshat is that Chazal said, you don't have to wait for night, la'acha plag HaMincha has a din layla, you're mekayim now the mitzvah. However, I have a bit of a problem, because we mentioned earlier, you can daven ma'ariv after the plag HaMincha. But when you do that, you shouldn't, the katchila, daven mincha after the plag HaMincha, because it's a tata desasra. Oh, if you're holding like the shit to the lacha plag HaMincha as a din laila, so why are you davening mincha? Now, we don't find, I found a prima gudim, one prima gudim was mashma like that, but the poskim do not bring down such a din, that Erev Shabbos, you should be makpid not to make a tata desasra. That means after you've been madlik ne chanika, you shouldn't daven mincha. There are deis who hold that you should daven mincha before hadlokas ne chanika for different reasons. Because hadlokas ne is connected to menoira, and mincha is connected to tzmidim. And so Thomas Ben Abayim is before the Hadlokas HaMenoira. But somebody should say that there's a din of Tata de Sasra. I found a Prima Gudim brings down up Sazama Shmuas, but the Mishnah Brida, when he brings down the din, Luchan is Spal Mincha, she is Spal Mincha Tchila, Vachakach Yadlik. He doesn't say anything, he doesn't talk about that there was a problem of Tata the Sosra. Now, it could be, you could learn like this, and you could say like this, Be'emes, the Ikka Mitzvah, is it should be Dalek Balayla. And Memele Be'etzem, you could really do it before the Plag HaMincha. But there's another din, there's a din in Hadlokas Nechanika of Psim and Nissa. So it has to be Nika, that you're being Madlik, the Ner Chanukah. And so Memele could be that you have to do it after Plag HaMincha, Kedai, it should be Nika, that this is the Ner Chanukah, that I'm being Madlik. Much as Ner Shabbos is also like that, that the reason for also you can only light Ner Shabbos after the Plag HaMincha is it should be Nika, that this is being done, that it's Ner Shabbos. I also thought of another shaila. What will be a cotton that becomes a gudel b'Shabbos? Right? So now he's a kutin, and he's being madlik b'Shabbos. Now the emes says, l'aluch l'maser, it's not shal l'aluch l'maser. There's nothing else he can do. He has to be madlik erev Shabbos like everybody else. A b'lama tachten, is he mekayim? Which mitzvah is he being mekayim? L'chayra, according to both studim, he wouldn't be mekayim. Other chayyim is only being mekayim is mitzvah of chinuch as a kutin, because the both studim. If I say I'm being that the masa hadluka is the kiyum mitzvah is during the day, after the plag he's still a kutin. So memelai bazai, he can't be mekayim the mitzvah as a gudel. He can only be mekayim the mitzvah as a kutin. But even if I say that the kiyum mitzvah is that it's being doilik in Shabbos, I also still could hear, yeah, but when did he do his masa mitzvah? The masa mitzvah that I'm causing it to be doilik with Shabbos was being done when he is a when he's a kutin. But emesich agitach, maybe we can go with a third shitter. In Masechta Bavakama, Daf Chof Beis, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. There's a din of Abu Uvas Nezikin. One of the Uvas Nezikin is Eish. Fire. If somebody lights a fire and the fire is mazik, he's mechuyev to pay. So in the Gemara, there's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ishoi Mishim Chitzav. That the Chiyav of Eish is Mishim Chitzav, like a person who has got a bow and arrow, and he's shooting the arrow. So it's his koyach that's going. So the same thing, when he makes a fire, it's his koyach that's being, so he's mechuyev because he, with his koyach, with the Eish, was mazik. The Shulchan says, Ishoi Mishim Mamaynoi, that he's chayiv on Eish, because Eish is like a moman amazik, just like a person is mechuyiv for the hezik of his shoya, so he's mechuyiv for the hezik of his Eish. Eish Mishim Mamaynoi. A machloikis in the Gemura, vus is dedir. A whole sugya here in the Masechta Bavakama. So the Namuki Yosef, and this is a well-known Namuki Yosef, and Yudam at Aleph in the Dape Arif, he asks Akasha, how are we matter to light candles Erev Shabbos? Right? You light a candle and it's going to burn in Shabbos. And the Muki Yosef says, if you hold Eisha Mishim Amoinai, I have no problem. But if you say Eisha Mishim Chitzav, so Oy Bazoi, it's his koyach that's burning in Shabbos. So Memelo Ibazai, why is he not over the Issa of Havura, of making a fire in Shabbos? He says that the chetzov, the koyach, the fire that's burning in Shabbos, that's him. He's behind it. And the Muki also says, Loi kashalo. It's not shver. So he says, Eishav Mishim Chitzav means that he draws the arrow and his koyach is being mazik. But once he's drawn the arrow, he's finished. He's no longer involved. It's ki'ili, he has done everything with the Zerika Sachetz, and the Zerika Sachetz he's doing Erev Shabbos. So he says, Enochanam, it's your koyach that's being mazik. You're not mechuyiv mishim moman amazik. You're mechuyiv mishim your koyach that's being mazik. But the masa mazik, the koyach that you're shopping, is on Friday. In Bichas Shmuel, in Simon Yud Zayin and Babakama, he explains that in the Kasha, then the Miki Yosef learned that Ishav Mishim Chitzav is the taich. He's oisa, this is the Lashon of Bichas Shmuel, he's oisa v'choyza v'oisa. That when he makes the fire, every bit that the fire goes further, it's him. He's doing it. He's standing behind that fire and pushing it on. That is Isha Mishim Chitzav. So Meloi Bazai, if he's oisa v'choyza v'oisa, says the Bichas Shmuel, so he's choyza v'oisa in Shabbos. So he should be. It should be usa. He says, and it's considered chayza va'oisa ad kedekach that it's a masa biyodayim. Says the Bichas Shmuel. that, that the Mekiyasev has a tzad. In his kasha, the Mekiyasev says he should be mechuyev mishim Shabbos because he's doing a masa hadlukah in Shabbos. A masa hadlukah in Shabbos. That's because it's chayz of ice, and when it's burning, it's him doing it. And of them, then zuk the Mekiyasev, no. He's the delusion of Mekiyasev. B'shul sheyutz matachas yudai chashvina leikini nasa koyd. He's not an oisa v'chayz of oisa. He's oisa the eish. The whole fire is him. But he's doing it b'shas he's being madlik. And he compares it to Zayrek Chetz. He says when you're Zayrek Chetz and the Chetz is flying, it doesn't mean that you're oisa v'chayz of oisa, that the eat bit of the Chetz is you doing it now? The chetz is flying mekaychach. You're doing the chetz, but it happened. It happened. B'shas, you did it. And the Mekiyasev brings a raya, and he says, if I hold, I'm an oisa v'chayz of a oisa. So he says, oy bazoi, he should be potter for mazik. Because he's an oinus. And I was like this. He's doing it, right? So he draws the arrow flies. And I was saying, he's constantly doing it. You're machayev him, not for what he's done now. But he's madlik. He draws an arrow at 4 o'clock. At 4:05 it's mazik. So he says, at 4:05, if you say that he's machayev, because at 4:05 he's being mazik, at that point he can't stop it if he wanted to. So he says, "Sa'ay bazai, he should be considered an oinus." Umamele is a raya that you're not mechayiv him for the mass that he did at 4:05. You're mechayiv him for the mass that he did at 4 o'clock. That is his mass. We don't say he's oisa v'chayza v'oisa. No, he's oisa. Now in Trumas Akri, in Simashin Sadik Beis, he argues on the raya of the Mekiyasev. And perhaps we won't go into it because it's a real Baba Kama de Kishayla. And he holds that it's called an oisa v'chayza v'oisa, that when you draw chetz and it's mazik, b'shas hezik, it's your koyach, you're doing it then. And the same thing should be by Shabbos. Oba the mas, oi bazoi, we have back the big kasha, how could you say that it's Shabbos? There's a Shabbos. How can you be madlik neres erev Shabbos? So the name is Duat Teretz. There's a Yisod that Shleitech Sam Sofer in Achaim Simen Reish Aleph, and the Beis Meir also says the same Yisod, and they say like this, that the Torah was makpid. Torah ke'asit lamates malucha Shabbos. So he says, the kapeda of the Torah isn't that the melucha shouldn't be done. In other words, the Torah is not saying no cooking should take place on Shabbos. The Torah is saying you have to be shayvus for meluchas on Shabbos. The guf ha'odom has to be meniach from lamates meluchas. Erkenish machen kamelucha. So it's not a scene where the Torah doesn't want the Heftzah to happen, right? The Torah doesn't want the Bias Issa to happen. Here it's not the Torah doesn't want the cooking to happen. The Torah wants that on Shabbos, Kivoy Shavas, Mikol Melachtoi, a person should be Shavas from the Meluchas and Shabbos. So the Melech Zotach Sam Sofer, Lu Yitzuya, let's say it would be Shaykh Shlichas. Let's say the Bishai Shlichas and Chassam Sofer has an oifen, how you could have an oifen, how a person would be able to make a person to a shliach, and it would have a din of Shlichas. Lu Yitzuya. He says it wouldn't be Usa Shabbos. Favos, because I feel a shlichai shel udom kemaisai, of your guf is being manich. He's talking in the case that will be shlichas la'akim. So the akim would do a melucha and he'll be a shlich of Yisru. Lo yitzoya, there would be a potential of making such a shlichas. Says the Chassam Sofer, there would be no issa because your guf is being nachin Shabbos. Oy bazoy, then the Mikiyosef's kasha is nishver. Because the Mikiyosef says, if your old Eisha Mishim Chitzav, see your Kayach is doing the Melucha, look, the Bechashmul, you're an Eisha, the Chayza, the Eisha, it's happening the whole time. How can you light candle Shabbos? Yeah, but Bishas, if the candles are Dalek, you're sitting in the Zitz by the Shabbos Seder, and your Guf is Nach Memelucha. So the Kapeda of the Torah wasn't that candles shouldn't burn on Shabbos. The Kapeda of the Torah was you shouldn't make a Masa Hadlukah. You should be Meniach, you should be Nach from the Meluchas. That you're doing. So Memela Oibazoi, if we learn, like the Truma Sakri and Achreinim, as the Tzas is Mashma, he holds that Taisus also argues with an Amuk Yosef. So if we learn that according to the Manda Omer who holds Eishav Mishim Chitzav, your Eisa, v'chayza v'eisa, so Oy Bazoi, when you light candles, mibayd yoyim, if you hold Eish of Mishim Chitzav, and we won't learn like the Nemuka Yosef, Oibazoi, it comes out that Kol's man, Shehaneh Doilek, you're doing it. You're being Madlik the Ne. Memela Oibazoi, if you're being Madlik Erev Shabbos, and Eish of Mishim Chitzav, so it comes out that you're being Doilek, your Masa is causing this hadlokah in Shabbos. Gada, there's no problem of Issa Shabbos because your guf is maniach, which we worked out according to some soif in the Beis Meir. There's no Issa Havura in that case. But a key in mitzvahs nechanukah there is. So nishta pshat, you're being madlik meboid yoim, and your hadlokah titzach meboid yoim. Your hadlokah is happening in Shabbos. Memela avada, according to this, kav sezuki klal, not because there's a difference in the din, but because my whole Mekiyim mitzvah is going to be because there's Shema that's Doilek in Shabbos. We also understand now the Poskim bring down that you have to have enough oil that it should be able to burn into the Zman Shia of Shabbos, because what is happening is I'm being Madlik in Shabbos. Mele Tachtecha could be going back to the other Shaila of the Kutn, that the Kutn is Madlik. Kemedus Abyssal Yetz Kler Nashala. The Kutn is doing a Masa which through this his Chaitz will be Doilek in Shabbos. But the Masa is happening through Kutn. I thought, well, let's go back to Mumanus. What was Amba Muman? The dinner that Kotn is Mazik is Puta. What happens if just before his Bar Mitzvah, before he goes to his Bar Mitzvah Seder, he makes a fire, and he's a Kutn. And then the fire will cause a damage when he's a Gudel. So, if you learn like the Mekiyosef is Pusha, the Mekiyosef says, Hakol Nasa before. But if you learn he's an Isa, V'chayza, V'isa, but Sof, his master that he did was as a Kutn. Mestaba is that by Muminus, as is Mestaba, that by Muminus he would be Puta. However, Benegeya to the Kiyama Mitzvah, Kemen Klein, it could be that Sof, this person, although he was a Kutn, he shafted that he should be an Isa, a Chayza, a Isa. So even though when he was an Isa, he was a Kutn, but the Isa, Chayza, a Isa at night happens when he is a Gudel. Yes, Luden Ktsas. Tachtazoi, there's a paper to say over, I'm not bringing the Indian. In the Sigi of Eisha, Mishim Chitz, of Eisha, Mishim Emainoi, the Gemara brings the Mishnah and the Masechta Shabbos in the Sugya of Chanukah, the Gemara also brings the same din that if a Chemveni lights a candle outside his shop and a Gomel goes past and he's full of Pishtun flax and he lights the Pishtun lights, and the Gemara says that the Chemveni is Chayef. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, B'nei Chanukah Puta, B'nei Chanukah, the Chemveni is Puta, for us, because he's Madlik B'rishus. He put the Nei Chanukah B'rishus, the whole year round. He has no right to put his Nei outside. He should have it in his shop. But in the Chanukah is Puta. The Duzei Amoyi Dikavot, from Rabbi Urchu Meshbisha. And Rabbi Urchu Meshbisha says the follows. He says like this, that Die Chashmenuim is going to be the sentence of Yochanan Kohen Gudol. Now, there is a shtickle dian who this Yochanan Kohen Gudol was. And there is a daya, and he goes with this daya, that this was the Yochanan, was the Mishnah Sukhtan Ovis, Altam and Altsmachu, Ad Yoy Moisach. She Yochanan Kohen Gudol, Shemesh b'kehinna gedayla, 80 years he was a tzaddik, lepsof, nasa tzaddiki. So don't ever be confident in yourself, because see what happened to him. So he became a tzaddiki. But he was zaycha, that his descendants, his children were the chashmenua. Now, what was the ikka that the tzaddikim, what was the ikka avera of the tzaddikim? But one of the things that they were argued with the Chachomim, which was a great fight, was on the Avoida of the Kohen Gudol Yom HaKippur, when to be Madlik the Ketores. Ki ba'una narue, are you Madlik the Ketores in the Kodesh Kudoshim, or do you bring it in when it was doing? And that day was this big fight with the Mishnah, the Mishnais and Yom, and the Gemurah, how they would be Mashbiyah, the Kohen Gudol, and that he should let them down, and he shouldn't do it like that tzedakah. So Yochanan Kohen Gudol is Adoch Kefam. And what he did was he was Madlik, the Ketores, the Bechitz. Look to the Baruch Mashbash. What was the tikkun of that chet? How was his neshama, how did it get a tikkun? His descendants made a mitzvah of menorah, and where you madlik the menorah, mebechutz. So he says, and that was the tikkun for Yochanan Kohen Gudol. At the end of the day, that Yochanan Kohen Gudol was shimish for 80 years, he was zaycha that his neshama had a tikkun when his children made this mitzvah. So he says, chemveni is the oisiyas Yochanan. So he says, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Chemveni, b'nei Chanukah, Chemveni puta. So he says, Yochanan, who was the Osius Chemveni, he was zaycha to the tikkun which happened through Neres Chanukah. Da bist du helfen, a freilichen listigen Chanukah.